Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday morning podcast. It's the 25th of July, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joining C.J. Miller with the news today from HAT, including USDA locating in Indianapolis, grain bin rescue training for Indiana firefighters, and a preview of next week's Indiana Ag Policy Summit presented by the Hoosier State Corn and Soybean Growers. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're at ffbt.com. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says the moisture will begin, and yesterday's corn, bean, and wheat markets quiet, some minor gains. Carl Setzer has commentary on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com. Or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
The Hoppert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University is proud to support the NETCAP Annual Conference on August 6th at New Hope Christian Church in Whitestown, hosted by AgriStewards. NETCAP is the network of Christian agricultural professionals, and they invite farmers and those in agribusiness and ag industry to come and learn about ministry opportunities and spreading the gospel through increased food production. There will be multiple learning sessions along with a time to interact and network with other ag professionals. Additionally, Huntington University faculty and staff will be present, so you can learn more about their recently launched master's degree and certificate in international agriculture. For information and to register, visit agristewards.org/events. That's agristewards.org/events. For the NETCAP Annual Conference, August 6th at New Hope Christian Church, Whitestown.
Indianapolis will soon be a new hub for USDA and providing grain bin rescue training to Indiana firefighters. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, Indianapolis has been selected by USDA as the site for one of their five new regional hubs. As the agency announced Thursday, it plans to relocate about 2,600 staff positions outside of Washington, D.C. The other four regional hub locations are Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City. USDA has not yet announced a location for the Indianapolis hub, nor has it specified which services and personnel will be moving to Indy. Check out the full story at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, if you're an Indiana farmer, you're invited to attend the annual Indiana Ag Policy Summit, coming up Wednesday at the Boone County Fairgrounds in Lebanon, and Eubank has a preview.
The event is presented by the Indiana Soybean Alliance Membership and Policy and Indiana Corn Growers Association.
It is our big annual summit, and we get together to discuss hot topics in the policy world, both the state and federal issues that affect Indiana corn and soybean growers.
Kyla Goodman is the Industry Affairs Outreach Manager for Indiana Corn and Soybean.
It was a great way to bring some members together, to bring industry and legislators all kind of together in one spot to discuss these issues and how they are affecting our Indiana farmers.
Governor Mike Braun will be at the summit for a fireside chat on statewide agricultural issues with Indiana Corn and Soybean CEO Courtney Kingery moderating.
They will be discussing different opportunities within agriculture throughout the state, what opportunities and challenges that he may see farmers having. We will also be touching on the Make Indiana Healthy initiative, and how that could be effective to farmers and what opportunities are there for farmers.
Other featured speakers include
Harrison Pittman. He's the director of the National Agriculture Law Center. He'll give an update on state and federal checkoff landscape. And then we've got Susan Stroud from No Bull Ag to give a market update. We'll also hear from Indiana State Department of Ag Director Don Lamb to give an update on the Indiana State of Agriculture.
During the Indiana Ag Policy Summit, the organizations will present their Friend of Farmer Award. It's from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Wednesday, July 30th, Boone County Fairgrounds in Lebanon. The formal program ends at 12:30 p.m. with the remaining time allowing farmers to interact with state lawmakers or legislative staff. Have some lunch and walk through the technology showcase, back for a second year featuring equipment and ag tech exhibitors. You can register free online. We have the link at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.
Grain entrapment is the leading cause of injuries and fatalities on the farm. And that's why the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, along with support from Farm Credit Mid-America, is providing grain bin rescue training to Indiana firefighters as part of Grain Bin Safety Week.
Emergencies happen on the farm, so hopefully we're equipping all these fire departments and across the state with the resources that they need.
And that's Brittany Miller with Farm Credit Mid-America. She met Hoosier Ag today at the Edgewood Fire Department in Madison County as firefighters there were learning how to use their new grain rescue tube and auger as part of their rescue training.
We've had in the surrounding counties had to use these grain bin rescue tubes to save lives, so we have seen them where they are successful.
Some of the other fire departments across Indiana receiving training this week include the Kent Fire Company in Madison, the Fairland Volunteer Fire Department in Shelby County, and Center Township Volunteer Fire Department in LaPorte County.
We want this equipment to be here, but we never want to have to use it.
Brittany adds that Farm Credit Mid-America's support of this important training program speaks to their mission, which is to secure the future of rural communities.
We are more than just a lender. We're here to support farmers, whatever that may be, however that looks, whether that's keeping them safe, whether that's supporting their kid in the county fair. We're here for them in their operation completely, not just to make loans for them every day.
Check out photos and videos of this week's Grain Bin Rescue Training at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Got some significant moisture that's going to be working through here over the next 48 to 72 hours. Starting with today, moisture sagging southward out of the Great Lakes region. We're going to be dealing with showers and thunderstorms over northern Indiana right away this morning. Seeing the rest of the state fill in this afternoon and evening. Southwest Indiana may not see anything get going until sometime tomorrow. But the key takeaway here is over the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 90% of the Hoosier State is going to be seeing rains that can go anywhere from a half to 2 inches. And many of us are going to be seeing at least two, maybe three waves of moisture come through. So it's a nice setup here, and everybody gets moisture. It's nice because of two things. First of all, there's a good chance of everybody getting moisture. And secondly, we're going to decrease the intensity of the heat a little bit. Now, to be clear, humidity values and dew points in general still stay very, very strong here through this stretch. So we're humid, but we're picking up some rain and not seeing as intense of sunshine during this period. That's what's going to help keep those heat indices well lower than what we saw yesterday. Going into next week, Monday doesn't look really all that impressive. I think we're going to turn out partly sunny there. Then we have to deal with probably a few hit and misses, scattered showers overnight Monday night into Tuesday. But otherwise, Tuesday's dry, Wednesday's dry. Pop-up showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night through Thursday can see a quarter to three-quarters of an inch there with coverage around 70% of the Hoosier State. And then much drier for the weekend, well, Friday and the weekend, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August. It's not going to feel like August at all. Significant cool down in here, very comfortable, but it's going to be a nice setup going into the first part of August. And then we actually stay dry through most of that first full week of August. The precipitation wants to set up and focus a little bit farther to our west and south. May see some action get in here the end of the 6th into the 7th, but there's plenty of time for some development and changes here. Definitely a drier start to the month of August. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A very flat day, but a little higher for the most part for the grains and oil seeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review, brought to you by Purple Wave Auction, where farm equipment finds new life. No reserve online auctions with the local touch you trust and the national reach you need. PurpleWave.com. Sold means sold. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. I grabbed that near the end of the session from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. It looked like after an overnight of some short covering and some early morning day session short covering that it would be a slight gain across the board. But Carl, that didn't hold up. Beans the first to fall lower. Wheat a little lower as well. But overall, corn, beans, and wheat all right close to even.
Yeah, we did see quite a bit of consolidation in this market today and some contract positioning in that soy complex. August options expire tomorrow, and then we have first notice day on the August soybeans next Thursday, 1 week from today. Typically, that's not a big market mover, but you do see a lot of soybean contracts moved ahead of time, and that really weighed on the nearby soybeans today. Deferred picked up a little bit. So that spread trading pretty evident. Meal was under pressure today, putting a little bit more pressure on that soy complex, along with a week of relatively poor soybean export sales. We came in well below the range of trade estimates. Corn, though, corn sales sitting pretty good for the week. We were up from last week, and then we had two flash sales. A little bit of confusion on it. Initially, it was reported we had a corn sale to China. That was reversed and clarified to be South Korea. The fact that the U.S. is selling corn at a point where we have already surpassed our USDA projection for the year was more bullish than who the corn went to. And that's why we saw that complex hold in there pretty good. Wheat under pressure in Chicago. Kansas City turning a little bit greener, though. That drought on the spring wheat crop in the updated weekly monitor jumped 7% last week. 43% of the spring wheat now in drought. Concerns over corn pollination. That's why those two contracts benefited from the managed money buying today, while wheat and soybeans suffered.
Trade news this week, Carl, Japan specifically, was it overall negligible or possibly somewhat supportive?
Yeah, we're looking at the trade deals on a whole, and we are starting to see a little bit of pushback from the market. Japan trade deal was inked. The Japanese trade minister came out. He's refuting some of the numbers in there, so we need a lot more clarification. A concern with these trade deals that we are starting to see is they are omitting a lot of provisions for ag sales. We were hoping we'd see a little bit more of them. The whole tariff news on a whole is creating some uncertainty. What the market really wants is to see deals inked with Japan, India, the European Union, and China. Until we get those four, these other ones on the side are going to be a little bit overlooked.
Carl Setzer at Consus Ag Consulting, 989-506-1587. On the Hat Thursday Market Review, up in corn all day long, 3.25 higher September and December contracts, SEP 401 3/4, DEES 420 3/4, March up 3.5, 438 1/4, down 1.5 on the August beans, 1004 1/4, but September up 3/4, and Novi up 1.5, 1024 1/4. September wheat 1 cent higher, 541 1/2. Meats split the day on the nearbys. August live cattle 225.80, down 122. August lean hogs 108.20, down 27. Deferred contracts up 20 to 30 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.